Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 44, Patrick here. Welcome to CJ Evolution. This is a podcast that was designed by me for you, the criminal justice professional. And I also know that we get people who aren't a part of the criminal justice system, just regular people. And I appreciate you tuning in too. And hopefully this podcast is enjoyable to you. It is November 11th, 2016, folks. And in case you're living on another planet, we had an election a couple days ago and Donald J. Trump is the next president of the United States. Well, he'll take office obviously in January. Like him or hate him, he is the next president of the United States. It is just weird to think that, you know, an outsider, nothing to do with politics, was firing people on his apprentice show a couple of years ago, is the next president of the United States. It really, really is amazing when you really think about it. And what's up with these protests? I just don't get it. We've all seen them. You know, I'm for the right to protest and the right to assemble and free speech. But I think when you start breaking things and attacking people and spewing hate, that goes a little bit too far. These people have jobs. I mean, what are they trying to accomplish? I'm trying to figure that out. I think a lot of other people too. Okay, their candidate lost. Okay, what are we teaching our kids too? That, you know, to whine and cry if you don't get your way. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm hearing these young kids. They can't. They're just so torn up. They just can't go to school. I mean, it's just amazing. I saw something a couple days ago or yesterday about these students at Yale. That they couldn't take some exams because they were just so torn up. Really? How is this affecting your life right now? I mean, it's unbelievable. A school resource officer told me a couple days ago, as soon as Trump got the big win, he heard a fourth grader, folks, getting out of his parents' car saying, we've just elected Hitler. Hitler! We just elected Hitler. Again, you know, love him or hate him, he's the next president of the United States. And I wonder where this four-year-old or fourth grader is getting this from. Could it be the parents? The adults in his life? No, that couldn't be it, could it? Could the apple fall that far away from, I mean, it's just amazing. It's unbelievable. But either way, we have to move on. And we have to come together as a country, and I hope we do. I think we will. We're just in that rough patch right now. Which brings me to my next point. It is Veterans Day, folks. The only reason why idiots like this that are out on the street, and maybe not all of them are idiots, but the people who are creating hate and discontent and attacking people and damaging property, idiots. And the reason why those idiots can do what they do is because of the brave men and women of these great United States that have served and sacrificed so everybody, even the idiots, can have their rights. So happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there, men and women who serve this great country. I salute you, and I know many, many, many others salute you too. So thank you very much. You know, I really wanted to talk too a little bit about the fact that anything is possible. I alluded to it earlier, but really folks, look what has happened. You know, if you doubt that you can't achieve your goals and achieve your dreams, look at Mr. Trump. Did he have advantages? I love it when he said all I had was $1 million, really, to get started. I'm talking about the fact that he went against everybody. He stuck to his goals. He stuck to his dreams. And that is the reason why he is where he is today. If you stick to whatever you want to do, if you put your heart and soul into it, it will happen. It might take some time, but it will happen, everybody. So with that, I hope everybody is doing fabulous this Friday. I look forward to our next podcast episodes. And we got a lot of good things coming, folks. Hang in there. It's coming to you. I'm working on it. And it's coming quickly. If you would do me a favor, head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Or send me a note, pjfitz@gmail.com. That's my personal email. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. We're doing some great stuff. We've got a website coming. We've got a mailing list coming. Great, great things where I can give more to you, the listener. So with that, folks, I'm going to sign off. Take care, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.